All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we're very happy to be interviewing, to have Lynn Moore on our program today. Lynn Moore has been, is actually from the Woman Abortion Action Campaign, which was an abortion rights, collective that was, founded in Sydney in, 1972. And in fact, their group is actually being recently, is having a bit of a reflection, I guess, on the 50 years of activism from women's rights activists on abortion rights. So, good morning, Lynn.
Hello.
So, good morning, Lynn. I guess to kind of start off, I guess, the discussion for our listeners, what can you tell us, I guess, about some of the history with the Woman Abortion Action Campaign, which launched back in 1972 when abortion was considered illegal? And, of course, we've obviously come a long way since then. But I guess, mm-hmm. what were some of the kind of issues back then?
Well, we, some activists, we called ourselves women's livers in those days. Somebody called a meeting at Sydney University, and I heard about it, so I went along. And it was back in the days of Butcher's paper. So we were in a room. We just put Butcher's papers all around the room, and we just put a heading on all the issues that were facing women at the time. Abortion was one of them. The rape crisis situation was another one. Equal pay, political representation, all those sorts of things came to mind. And the people who were there were invited then to put their names under which activity, what was important to them, and I decided that I would join with the abortion group. For me personally, I figured that I had a little plan in mind for myself, and that would have been interrupted if I had had an unwanted pregnancy. And also, it was difficult. It was illegal to have an abortion in those days, so for pretty much any reason at all, unless you could afford it or you had a good doctor who might put it under a different heading, etc. So that was the beginning of women's liberation, and out of that came a lot of groups, the rape crisis group, the women's health centres, the Women's Electoral Lobby, or a lot of groups some of them are still in operation. They came out of that particular meeting. So I think that, yeah, so for me, abortion was illegal, and people could face 10 years imprisonment in those days. Obviously, we had the backyard abortions, as we called them. Women could die horrible deaths. It was important that we started to take some action to get the laws changed.
And I guess going back, what can you, I guess, tell us, I guess, about, I mean, some of the activities, I guess, that the Women's Abortion Action Campaign were involved in, like, you know, because in the article that's been printed in Green Left, there's a bit of a kind of interesting kind of overview of some of the activities that the Women's Abortion Action Campaign was involved in. I guess maybe even some reflections on some of the turning points, some of the highlights from the years of kind of campaigning.
Well, we had the International Women's Day. I can't remember the first year that came around, but those marches still go on around March the 8th every year. Some of those marches, the Women's Abortion Action Campaign's banners would be leading the marches. We would have 4,000 to 5,000 people out on the streets then supporting us as well. There'd be union groups. There'd be a lot of other women's liberation groups in those days. And we would have some really big marches every year around that date. But we also supported other groups that might be political groups, the women's electoral lobby, all of those sorts of groups over the years, any time that there's been anything organised, WAC, as we call ourselves, Women's Abortion Action Campaign, WAC, and our banners and our supporters would be out supporting other groups. We've had exhibitions of our work, I think around 2005. We had a week where we hired a room and we had information, like a timeline of the things that we'd been doing since 1972. That was quite well attended over the week. There's been various books. We've launched a book called Lost, which is a book about the Victorian abortion rights campaign and Bertram Wainer. That was early 2000s as well. I think that's about all that I can think of. There have been all the protests reclaiming the night for the rape crisis, supporting the rape crisis people. We were often out on the streets. Back in the 70s, there were a lot of demonstrations going on for all sorts of reasons.
Mm. And Zane, did you have a question you wanted to sort of quickly ask?
Lynn, I'd just be interested in your thoughts on this recent wave of protests against this disgusting Supreme Court ruling in the US. I'm sure you would have had mixed feelings. On the one hand, it's great to see a new generation of young activists, women in particular, but people of all genders pushing for abortion rights. But it must be very disheartening too to see what's happening in the US and that, you know, this. Why are we still having this fight 50 years on?
Yes. A couple of years ago, we had the abortion taken out of the Crimes Act in New South Wales. I think it's legal in all states. I think it's still only Western Australia that might have it in the Crimes Act. And we also exclusion zones around our clinics have been implemented. I think that might be in most states, so that protesters can't harass people going into the fertility clinics. They have to stay back 150 metres, and so that's been a really good thing to have in. The timing of that has been fantastic, considering what's happened in America. We have to be ever vigilant here, because there are always going to be people who are going to take those rights away from us. And we're in solidarity with the women in, WAC actually has, a banner that says, solidarity with women in the USA from way back in the times when Roe vs. Wade was actually, passed. I can't remember the state, but there's a state that passed, fetal personhood laws, and a woman who was about 5 months pregnant fell down some stairs, and she was subsequently arrested because she miscarried. She broke some bones in her own body, of course, and she miscarried, and she subsequently got a 2-year jail sentence because she had miscarried, and somebody had mentioned to the police that she had said, "Oh, I'll be so pleased when I'm not pregnant anymore." And I think that every woman from five months on might say that at least once a week. But mischief makers are there, and we are just so sorry for the situation in America. We're doing what we can. They'll just have to sort it out for themselves. We can only hope that they'll vote in the next elections and they'll put in some more progressive political representatives.
And I guess I want to go, for this kind of next question, I want to kind of hear about what are some of the more, because for the Women's Abortion Action Group, Women's Abortion Campaign Group, you've obviously, a lot of the peak of your, a lot of your kind of activism was obviously probably in the sort of, you know, around the sort of 70s to the sort of 80s moment. That was when we had sort of massive sort of protests. But of course, over the time, you know, one of the sort of things I have to give credit is that, you know, your organisation has kind of endured and has been kind of like part of, I guess, a lot of kind of recent activities. And can you tell us about some of the kind of more contemporary sort of activities that your group has been involved in the past decade? And also, you know, what are some of the issues around, because we've obviously come a long way in terms of abortion. Like, abortion is not considered legal anymore, but obviously there is still issues, you know, regarding abortion access and so on. I guess I want to hear from, you know, what are still some of the issues that still face abortion rights today in the Australian context?
Access is always going to be a problem. It's always been that well-off people who have means, can access an abortion. It may be for regional women, accessing abortion has always been difficult. The abortion itself can be expensive, hundreds of dollars, maybe more, thousands. If you have to come in from the country, you have to, you might have to have accommodation to stay overnight. If it's surgical, if it's medical, it's not quite so serious, but you still have to have some facility to go to if it doesn't work for you. We were recently sad to find the Murray Stapes International Clinic in Newcastle closed. That was partly due to, it was mostly down to finance, because obviously there are women needing to access their services. And it's not only abortion that these clinics provide information on, or provide services. So, and anything pretty much to do with reproductive health. Funding, federal funding, it would be really good to have more support through Medicare. So it's always going to be a problem for regional women to access. But we're really pleased that younger women are taking up the baton for us, and the that's an alarm going off in my phone. I forgot to cancel. The young women are taking up the messages now, and I think that they will be more vigilant over the next few years. America has taught them that. So was there anything more that you might want me to speak about?
I'm just reading that there is a commemorative meeting coming up on September 3. Would you be able to tell people how they can check that out?
Oh, yes. We're having our 50th anniversary, because it was August 1972 when we started. If people want to get more information, if they go to the Women's Abortion Action Campaign website, they'll see the program there. We're planning some video interviews that we've had with important people to us over the years. Recapping of the 70s, 80s and 90s. We're hoping to have a very large birthday cake, and then we'll be talking about what's happening in the 2000s and to current. We've got Penny Sharp will be one of the speakers. She's an MLC of in New South Wales. Very, very fabulous long-term supporter of all women's issues. And some other people as well. So everybody's welcome to come along. So 2 o'clock, 2 p.m. And it's I've just forgotten the address, but all the details are on the website on the 3rd of September.
Yeah, brilliant.
That'd be lovely to see everybody there. Oh, and we'll be zooming in some of the older members younger members too, who can't join us. So there will be a Zoom meeting set. Two Zoom links will be set up over the afternoon.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, thank you very much, Lynn. I think this has been a very good sort of interview, and it's always great, you know, to hear from, you know, people who have been involved in activism for a better part of a decade. In fact, you've been involved longer than both of us actually have been.
So I think, you know,
I'm getting that sort of sense of rich history of the women's rights movement, especially the abortion rights movement, I think was very good. So yeah, thank you very much, Lynn.
Yeah, much respect.
You're most welcome. Lovely to chat.